This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical. For a claimant by the name of Isabel Barba Bettis, date of birth is August the 14th, 1975. Case ID number is 660-7233. Date of exam, October the 12th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from a Social Security questionnaire dated 5/9/2023. Identifying information. This is a 48-year-old common law married female with four children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of anxiety slash panic attack slash depression, comma, and tardive dyskinesia. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2016, where she worked as a waitress for 15 years. The claimant states that when she did work, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she is not receiving disability benefits and lives with her common law husband in a house. Allegations number one, anxiety slash panic attack slash depression. Number two, tardive dyskinesia. History of allegations, number one, anxiety slash panic attack slash depression. The claimant states that in 2013, she started to develop problems with severe depression and anxiety, secondary to both of her parents passing away. And then eventually she developed breast cancer. The claimant has had a left and right breast cancer partial mastectomy, resulting in actually three surgeries. She denies any suicidal attempt, but has had suicidal ideation. The claimant suffers from anxiety, comma, panic attacks, comma, depression, comma, insomnia, comma, decreased appetite, comma, nervousness, comma, sadness, comma, crying spells, comma, decreased motivation, comma, and decreased concentration. She states that she does everything very slowly and that her relationship with her husband at this time is very poor. She states she just wants to be alone and doesn't care about the things around her and has no interest in what's going on around her, even her children. At the present time, she's on fluoxetine, 40 milligrams QD, buspirone, 7.5 milligrams QD, trazodone, 150 milligrams QHS, and aprazolam, 2 milligrams QD. The claimant was very tearful when she came to the office and did appear to be somewhat depressed. Her condition is ongoing and does not appear to be stable at this time. Limitations, the claimant is able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 20 minutes, comma, climb 2 flights of stairs, comma, squat, comma, and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button her clothes, and lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. Her daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma. And she walks in the park to get exercise besides reading. The claimant has no assistive devices, and her physician is Dr. Harold Pion. She's on various medications for pain, which include ibuprofen, 600 milligrams BID, gabapentin, 300 milligrams TID, and hydrocodone/Tylenol, 10 milligrams/325 milligrams TID, which does give me. Allegation number two, tardive dyskinesia. The claimant states that since 2013, she has had severe anxiety and has repetitive motion and tics, especially of her legs. She was diagnosed with tardive dyskinesia/tics. She has been placed on ropinolol, 1 milligram QHS, which she states does appear to be helping her with what is going on with her legs. Family history. The father died at the age of 87 years of age from a myocardial infarction. The mother died at the age of 85 from a myocardial infarction. The sister had breast cancer at the age of 68. And the brother died of cancer of the muscle in his legs when he was 72 years old. Medications. Trilogy inhaler, BID, fluoxetine, 40 milligrams QD, gabapentin, 300 milligrams TID, vitamin D2, 1.25 milligrams QE, cyanocobalamin, 10,000 micrograms per 10 milliliters, 1 milliliter QIM, QE, Bretzi, inhaler, one puff, BID, hydrocodone/acetaminophen, 10 milligrams/325 milligrams TID, buspirone, 7.5 milligrams QD, ropinolol, 1 milligram QHS, trazodone, 150 milligrams QHS, nabutamidone, 500 milligrams, 2 tablets QD, metformin, 500 milligrams QD, losartan, 25 milligrams QD, alprazolam, 2 milligrams QD, and atorvastatin, 40 milligrams QD. Medical problems, hypertension, coma, cervical spine, herniated disc times 3, coma, lumbar sacral spine, with herniated disc times 3, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, asthma, comma, panic attacks, comma, anxiety, comma, depression, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, anemia, comma, asthma, comma, tardive dyskinesia/tics, comma, major surgeries, partial left and right breast mastectomies, secondary to cancer, stage 3. The claimant has had a total of 7 surgeries. She also had a hysterectomy, secondary to cancer. The claimant has one half breast on the left side and has had 3 surgeries. She has also had surgery on the right breast as well. She did receive chemotherapy and radiation and is presently in remission. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical exam, temperature is 98.0 Fahrenheit, weight 153 pounds, height 5 feet 5 and a fourth inches tall, BP 123 over 72 mmHg, heart rate 61 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 25.5. General, This is a 48-year-old female. Who appears to be her stated age and is in mild acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination in a depressed mood and crying. H-E-E-N-T. Could you please drop down to... after the fourth sentence, the claimant did have poor dentition and a few missing teeth. External auditory canals were normal in appearance and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reactive to light and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Smell and vision... OD uncorrected is 20/50, pinhole is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/50, pinhole is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/50. The claimant does not wear glasses at this time. Could you please drop down to after lungs? The claimant has two surgical scars of the right breast. One on the upper outer lateral of her breast, measuring 8 centimeters in a diagonal direction. She also has one under her right breast, measuring horizontally 6 centimeters. The claimant has a left 4-centimeter surgical scar where her nipple was at. For removal of cancer. She is stage 3 at this time. Could you drop down to the skin? No lesions are appreciated over the body, and the claimant does have tattoos noted. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times 3, but had poor eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent, but her mood was depressed and flat for the time, and her response was very slow to questions. She had fairly clear thought processes, and her memory was fair. Concentration was fair, and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 3+ bilaterally, as well as increased reflexes were the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the cervical spine and lumbar sacral back area. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is abnormal range of motion of the cervical lumbar, the cervical thoracic and lumbar spine. The claimant was only able to flex 70 degrees. And was not able to flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 60 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength in both knees. The claimant had moderate difficulty in squatting and getting up on her own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels or toes, as well as being able to walk at a tandem rate. She could stand on 1 foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, she requires no assisted device at this time. could you please drop down to after neurological x-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings, functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted, especially for the cervical and lumbar sacral back area. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction in the form of herniated discs of the lumbar sacral spine and cervical spine area, as well as history of cancer, of breast cancer bilaterally. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields, but does have some limitations in her visual acuity, which has not been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment at this time, secondary to bilateral breast cancer, which has been treated with partial mastectomies. And cervical spine and lumbar sacral spine herniated disc causing lumbar sacral back strain. Probable diagnoses. Number one, anxiety / panic attack / depression - confirmed with physical examination, being treated with multiple medications, is ongoing at this time but appears to be stable. Allegation number two, tardive dyskinesia with tics, confirmed with physical examination. It is being treated and the symptoms have gotten better. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Isabel Barba Perez.